If you can't afford to financially support the audio project on Patreon, I completely understand. Please enjoy all of the stories that are here on the site for free. And if you're able to, share your favourites, comment, and let the guest writers and readers know that you love their work. If you would like to support, patreon.com/girlonthenet. You'd be surprised how much you get for very little money.
This is My Legs Are Longer Than My Patience, written and read by the Barefoot Sub. Be there by 7:30. I'll arrive shortly before 7:45, and I need you naked when I get there. The message was accompanied by a dropped pin on Google Maps. It was quite a drive, and once I parked, there would be a 20-minute walk. I'd have to get a wriggle on if I was going to be ready and waiting for him. Fortunately, the roads were clear, and as I walked up the hill towards the deserted pillbox, the sun set behind me, the sky turning blood red as the day reached its finale in a blaze of glory. Dropping my bag, I peeled off the layers needed for the journey. They were slightly damp, and I cringed at the thought of putting them back on in a couple of hours when they'd lost the heat from my skin. The chill air of an early winter's evening would only be intensified by time, though the stiff breeze brought with it the scent of seaweed from the rocks below. The time was now 7:38 p.m, and I was warm, glowing with the excitement of seeing him again. I paced around inside the building, arms folded across my body in an effort to maintain my temperature, though with the furnace burning in my loins, I doubted the warmth would subside any time soon. My phone chirped loudly over the gusting sea breeze. Frustrated with myself for not having it on silent, I knew he would crest the hill as I checked. Keeping moving, I tried to ignore the thought I had a message waiting. 5 minutes passed, maybe more. I couldn't tell. Minutes feel like hours when you're naked in a pillbox on top of a cliff. My phone chirped again. Frustrated, I delved into my bag, pulling the phone from my pocket with the sole intention of muting the sound. But the messages were from him. Stuck in traffic, not far behind you. Followed by crash and diversion. ETA unknown. Stay naked, but keep warm. Folding myself down onto the steps in the lee of the pillbox, I rested my bottom on my folded jumper. Waiting naked with my phone in hand, I was now able to keep track of the time. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 23 minutes had passed. My excitement ebbed to sadness that he wasn't with me, and then turned to frustration, followed by a full-blown sulk. Where was he now? I surely couldn't expect another message if he was following a police diversion around the twiddly lanes for locals. Flicking back to his messages. Stay naked, but keep warm. He never lets me play without permission. But the frustration became an erotic, hot anger. Looking at the pillbox and seeing the walls where he would have planned to fold me and use me for his pleasure, I imagined his fingers delving into me, pressing my hot, wet folds apart, and plunging one, two, and three thick fingers into my slick, needy pussy, while his other hand pulled my nipple harder, eliciting a hiss from between my teeth. Those fingers kept up their steady rhythm, his thumb grazing my clit, toppling me over the edge while profanities tumbled from between my lips and my pussy gushed all over his hand. I was so wrapped up in the orgasm which ripped through me, I could almost smell him. And as my eyes fluttered, I thought I saw him. Giddy with lust, I leant back into the wall. Eyes closed. Panting. We have discussed your swearing. My mouth was no longer my own. Opening my eyes, I saw his cock bobbing in front of my face, felt his fingers delving in my mouth, brushing the back of my tongue until I retched. And touching yourself is not allowed. You know this. You know better than that. Looking up into his eyes, I found them dark with lust rather than anger. A smirk playing on his lips. Down went my gaze. I couldn't look him in the eyes when he was telling me off. But as his erection came back into view, I noticed the pre-cum drooling from his tip as it bobbed in front of me. For the second time that evening, my patience failed me and my tongue snaked out to lick this treasure. He groaned, pulled his fingers from my mouth. Without a moment to prepare myself, he grabbed my hair and forced his shaft into my throat, already well lubricated from my gagging on his hand. He started his lecture, punctuated by thrusts. Patience is a virtue, my sweet girl. No touching without permission, and no swearing. It is not becoming. And then he was coming, flooding my throat and my mouth. Keeping my mouth open, his cum dripped down my chin as he withdrew his waning erection. Meeting with the tears that flowed from a combination of deep throating and the shame of needing educating. Scooping the fluids from my chin and my breasts, he fed them to me. Do I need to remind you about wasting my precious gifts to you? His eyes twinkled as his cock twitched back to life. It seems it wasn't just me lacking in patience. If you like this, you can find more of my work at aleapoffaith.uk and more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.